All right, a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning this morning. We could write a poem about this day. It's so beautiful. And I know who I'd have recite it. Rachel Patty is here. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the New Mexico State Poetry Out Loud Champion.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. You went down Sunday to Santa Fe and competed.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's back up just a little bit. This was your second appearance at the state finals, right?
Yes.
You were back-to-back winner here locally for,
yes.
for Raton High School. And so why do you do this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It
must be fun.
It is. It's
okay.
Really fun. And it's exhilarating. And I'm one of those people that kind of like being the face of attention for a little bit. I'll admit that. It's
mm-hmm.
it's fun. It's and I don't know.
I can relate to you.
Yeah.
I've been on the stage before, and it's kind of neat when people are focusing on you, but only at that particular time.
Yeah.
You want to have your own life off of the spotlight for some time. But it certainly is, as you said, exhilarating. I think you have found one very important part of doing something like this, and that's enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And if you do it enthusiastically, people take notice. And so tell us a little bit about the Poetry Out Loud, the competition. You're in the local competition, and you have to select your poems, correct? I guess that's probably pretty key about...
Yeah.
What are there, several hundreds of poems that you can choose from?
Last time I checked, 600.
And then you have to memorize those exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, word for word.
Word for word.
And because they take off if you do not get it, the words exactly right.
Yeah.
But that's not the whole thing. Memorizing is an important part of it, but that's not the whole thing.
No.
What else do they judge on?
They judge on the performance. Like, so if you just get up there and just say the words because they're just words, then you'll be marked off
mm-hmm.
a lot. So it's mostly
interpretation
and acting it out without being too over dramatic,
without actually acting.
Yeah So kind of reciting it but making it your own while reciting it.
Making those words your own words and making them alive.
Yeah.
I had the honor of being asked to be a judge. And that's one of the judging criteria is they say that if they use theatrical tricks, etc., then that's you should take off for that.
Yeah.
Because the words should be what is the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what were the two that you performed? Did you perform the same two that you did here in the local?
Yes, I performed Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll and Over and Under by John Brehm. And then we had to have a third one just in case we made it to the third round. And for the third one, I did The Speakers by Weldon Keyes.
Okay, did you have to do that one?
Yes.
So it came down to sort of a poetry off?
Pretty much?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So what were there, like 10?
Yeah.
Finalists for the state competition.
10 state finalists.
From throughout the state, obviously.
Yeah.
And then so you went through the first two rounds, and then they narrowed it down to three.
Yeah.
You and Michelle Zhu of Albuquerque and Ryan Zetto?
Something like that.
S-Z-E-T-O. He was from Gallup.
Yeah.
So obviously bigger schools, but this is... one of those competitions, kind of like cheer and dance, that there are no classifications.
Yeah.
Everybody against everybody.
Pretty much.
Do you write your own poetry?
For Poetry Rocks, I do.
Okay. All right. And that's coming up, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Christina's here. We'll talk about that. So, you get to go to Nationals. Where are Nationals?
Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, must have some proud parents, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah, they probably get to go, huh? Carl and Marcia.
One of them, it's paid for me and one chaperone. We're thinking Dad, since he's not been able to attend my competitions this year. So.
All right.
Me and him.
And so when is it?
April 27th. Well, we fly up there April 27th, and then since there's going to be more than 50 of us because it's all 50 states and the territories.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be 2 days. So it's going to be the 28th and 29th. And then we come back probably the 30th.
And it's all expense paid, or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that did change your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, same poems? You're going to do the
same
poems?
Poems?
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. All right. Would you do one of them for us?
Sure.
Whichever one you want.
Okay. Guess I'll do Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. O mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the mangzome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood awhile in thought. And, as in uffish thought, he stood. The Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. Hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O fraptious day, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. O mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.